Oh, snap.
Why you
Hello.
left immediately?
Because I clicked on my avatar so I could change my clothes. But it called me at the same time. So I thought I was clicking on my avatar. I clicked on join
I
speaker.
gotta change my clothes too, and I wanted to watch this last performance. Now, I don't not get off, not get off,
Yeah.
because I was on
No,
the
go
last
ahead.
playground. I'm gonna change my clothes too, though. But hold on.
I liked the last episode. It was kind of cute. First time, I mean, it was first time for everything in that episode, I must say. First time for everything. What do I want to give? What do I want to give today?
Yeah, I do agree. I did like the last performance. But oh, I have so much to say about episode 8, baby
Man.
That was the motherfucking dagger.
And was. Okay, I think I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna rock this red look that
Baby.
Laomi got. That's what I'm finna do.
Red look that Naomi got. Because
Yeah.
then I gotta change again into my Warriors gear. So I'm trying to see if I can just incorporate it into what I got, like
Oh,
into Vision.
yeah.
So I don't want to change. Ooh, you know what? I think this could work. Hold on. Hold on. I seen you down there, smoke break. I don't know if you still. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. My phone giving me
What?
signs that it's gonna start going out, y'all. I'm trying to tell you. Remember, was that you that I was talking to? And I said, remember, it's one of the last signs is when the fucking it ain't holding no charge like it used to.
Oh,
Like
yeah.
noticeable. Noticeably ain't holding no fucking charge. Naz doing some
Oh.
old blinking ass shit, bruh.
Well, that's the
Well,
it.
it's all right. It's all right.
Boo.
Okay, so
We
let's
gonna need it to
see.
pull through. We need it to pull through, though.
I
Okay.
need motherfucking
I got my
stereo.
look.
You
I got
do?
my look together. Look at these. I'm chilling in my Laomi. Yes, darling. I'm gonna show you this look
I'm
that.
about to give you some Butch Queen shit. Well, no, not the Butch Queen. What's the one where it's kind of like Butch Queen, but it's a little bit more femme than that?
What?
Never mind. I'm gonna give you Butch
Don't
Queen. This all
know.
right. It's all right.
Okay.
Hold
See,
on.
look. It almost looked like Laomi dress, too.
I'm
Check
not even
your
gonna do
Instagram.
anything. Okay. Now you want me to check my Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm trying to fucking I'm trying to fucking put my shit on. And this is a problem. Like this is not this
What,
can't be
that we impatient?
they're
We
never
be like,
they're
yeah, hurry
patient,
up.
never ready. Never ready. That's the main thing. Like,
That's true. You don't be ready. Told us
Never.
smoke break. Hold on, smoke
I'm
break. Here it goes.
Hey, ladies. How are
Hi.
ya? I'm here. I'm about to light my blunt and listen to y'all get into it and shit. Hey, y'all. We better
Yes,
get there,
ma'am.
bro. We better get there, bro. I promise. I promise. I just have one last. Oh, I just have one last situation. Nope, not that one.
Excuse me.
To do here. And then we can definitely get into it because I just wanted to watch that last performance one last time. Who is this?
Yes.
You're
Oh,
supposed to
let
be
me talk.
blue. I'm sorry. Yeah. This is supposed to be blue, what I'm trying to do here.
Oh, Let me see. Okay, wait. Okay, we're doing episode season
seven.
Three. Episode them.
Slim.
Them. Was it the fairy tale ball? That was the fairy tale ball.
Fairy tale ball. Episode seven.
Okay, the fairy tale ball.
Period.
Yeah, right.
Episode
seven. Hey, I ain't gonna hold you. I'm kind of feeling this look though.
I gotta look at it because I'm tired of you. Let me see.
Now look at my avatar and then go look at the picture I sent you on IG.
Why won't show me? Okay. I looked at the IG picture just now. Okay, now let me look at your avatar. Because I don't like man right now, so this going to have to be a progress throughout the show here. I'm going to be rushing my shit.
See, don't look like Leo and me.
Oh! I like
okay.
This.
Okay, that's
I like
cute.
This. Okay.
I did good this time.
Let me see if stereo. Let me actually. There we go. Let me switch. Girl, and the transformation when I reset it. Oh wow, I like that. Okay,
that's
you know
nice.
What? Man?
I love how the China bangs fall just above the eyebrow. You know what I'm saying? It just falls.
Right. It's a good look. It's a look.
It's a look. This is given right now.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
Is she serving smoke break? Is she serving?
Guys, walk. Yeah.
Ow.
Mm-hmm.
Ow. Hold on.
Yeah.
I can't feel what I want to wear, y'all. Still, you took everything from me. I just wanted to see.
That ain't right, it. You just bored about. With the clothes they got now. That's all it is. You just bored. I feel it.
They took it from me. I'm trying to represent, you know.
Everybody wearing the same clothes every day.
Right. My phone acting like it just want to tweak the fuck out. I don't understand. Okay, you know what? This is going to be cute. Who?
On the fairy tale ball.
Oh, I got my notes right here, girl. Right here. So
okay,
welcome.
I'm gonna go look for the I'm gonna look for the video. Oh yeah. Okay, my bad. I forgot. This is so
right. We forgot y'all was here.
I forgot I'll be downloading this. Yo, shout out to everybody who's gonna come into the room, everybody who's gonna hit this playback. Queen Donatella, aka Donna, and I are going to be reviewing Legendary from HBO Max, an HBO Max original. This is the third installment of this recap of the season. Okay, we are going to talk about episodes 7 through 9. And if you missed the first two episodes, which are the Grand March, which is episode 1 that we did, and if you missed episode 2, which is the episodes 3 through 6, make sure you go back and check those out. They are available on Spotify. Okay. Or you could just, if you hear on stereo, I'm just saying, you just follow us already. Just go and hit the playback. You know what I'm saying? But if you are not on,
you enjoy.
Yes. And if you are not on stereo yet, because you're listening to me on Spotify and other platforms, then that means you need to download the stereo application, address up your avatar as you see fit, and follow us. You know what I'm saying? And I'll follow you back. But Donna's going to have to watch you for a minute. Okay?
She gotta see what's going on with you.
You gotta see. She got to see what you're giving. Okay? She got to see what you're serving. You know what I'm saying?
So,
that kind of thing.
You ain't got to follow me. But if you want to, you know, go ahead. Ooh, I know, cause you know what? I'm on my bullshit tonight. Go ahead, cause like I'm almost done.
Okay,
I think you'll enjoy it.
Okay then. Okay, so what we are doing right now, we are dressing up our avatars in honor of Legendary and what they be serving and giving on every single episode. So I am channeling my inner Laomi right now. Okay, if you Google Laomi and then you look at the images, there is a picture of her sitting in the ballroom chair at Legendary in a red gown, crisscrossed on the chest. Therefore, that is what I'm giving. So shout out to Stereo for giving us this dress just in time. That was smart.
Well, I'll be serving y'all. I'm about to be serving y'all Queen Donatella because this is just how this is gonna be. Okay. And I hope that y'all enjoy. I hope that y'all enjoy what I'm giving y'all, because I'm giving y'all like femme butch queen. Femme butch
Oh,
queen.
okay. Okay
Okay.
then.
It's
All
kind of
right.
what I'm giving y'all. But I'm also on my bully shit. There was a pirate scene in the bullshit, you feel me? Like in one of this in this fairy tale challenge, you know. So
Yes.
I'm kind of giving you like, you know, you know, like the Battle King or some shit like that. I don't know. I'm just asking that you dig it. That's
Oh, is you
all.
gonna give us you gonna give us a little Captain Jack? You finna put an eye patch on?
Damn, motherfucker. I can't even get it out. Let me. Can I even reveal myself?
Don't look
Can
out.
I
That was a
even
guess.
reveal myself?
I don't know. I was just guessing. Hold on, I'm finna play these three though. Hold on.
Oh shit, Eri got the motherfucking blowout. Like she went to the Dominicans, baby, and they blew you down,
Okay.
okay? I like
Swanging.
it. All right. Give it lay on me.
Okay, my hair is swanging. Smoke break. You see it? You see it? It's
With the China
swanging.
bang.
Ew,
With the
ew.
China bang.
Hold on.
Okay.
Tom Cruise. Why is Tom Cruise still an impressive young man? He's not even young anymore. He's old, but he still looks young.
Shaggy Bob Baggy got nothing to
Scientology. It's probably
That part,
Scientology.
it's probably the Scientology. I
And please,
agree.
Scientology, don't come for
Don't
me.
find us.
Okay.
We ain't no look.
Right.
We just here. Okay?
This is what I'm giving
We in a
y'all
thread.
tonight. Oh shit, I ain't got no earrings on. Hold on.
Donatella, could you please already get on with your damn costume? I'm beating your avatar face down. Like, did she change it yet? Did she change it yet? Did she change it yet? Come on,
Act like y'all, you
girl.
better act, hey, girl, you better act like you know me, okay? Y'all know what the fuck is going on over here. Like, what you want me to do? I cannot possibly sit here and entertain y'all while I gotta look at my goddamn self looking like I don't wanna look. I gotta at least be looking halfway like something that I like. I'm sorry, it's the vagueness in the fucking. There we go. Okay, fine. There we go. God damn it. Y'all just, you just
What
wanna. That's
episode
funny, right?
seven?
Okay,
Juicy,
fine.
episode seven.
Okay, you like it?
Juicy,
Do you like
Juicy.
that?
I'm hold on. I gotta switch it. Hold on.
No, she ain't.
Oh, look at you. Wait a
Okay.
minute. What is happening?
What?
You look like a pirate that you, well, you look like a server at a banquet that lost its eye in the kitchen.
You know what? God damn it. You know what? What your name is? Stereo Legend. Blame her ass, bro, because now I'm back up in here. I'm telling you, man, blame her. Damn.
Screenshot this right now so you
I'm
never
dealing with
forget.
it. I'm dealing with it. And I ain't never doing this shit again. I'm fucking gone. I'm fucking out of here. Stereo, it's your fault. It is your fault. There are no clothes for me to enjoy. None. Not one.
You can't
now. I'm
play
gonna
with
go
the
keep them.
hair. You can still You can do like an updo. I kind of like, I feel like you could do an updo and you can channel your inner Law.
Nah, hell nah. I'm finna give you inner fucking pirate for real. That's what you wanted.
Do they got a pirate hat?
You want a goddamn pirate, girl? You didn't get a pirate. And it's extra basic, y'all, because of E-Reed. Go ahead and start the fucking show.
I don't know if my other message went through, but I feel like you're giving us Lola, baby. Yes. All right. Head to the side. No. I patch you on. Okay. AJ, nothing but a number.
You can get something else.
I'm just saying. I just feel like I'm going to be able to catch up on the whole episode before y'all motherfuckers finish with these costumes. Okay. Erie, leave alone. You know how the girl get. Don't critique nothing. Not nothing. Because you're going to go back to the drawing board and start over. Stop it. Goodness gracious.
It's too late. It's too late. Ooh, what you
okay, I believe her alone. I believe her alone.
It's too late. This is what you're going to get from me. And I look so much cuter in the other one, but this is what you're finna eat.
It was the way Smoke Break knows way too well, because she said, leave her alone.
Because you know. No, this is what you got. So let's go. I'm ready.
Okay. All right. What you got on now? I can't take you seriously.
Was it rock the
Why are you up here looking like Mr. Smee?
For the rest of the show. But this is what I chose.
She looked like Mr. Smee.
This is what I chose. This is what you get out of me.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay.
The fairy tale. Pirates of the Caribbean. Okay.
All right, y'all. Ready? So, episode seven is a money episode where the houses get to earn extra cash. In total, they can earn, I believe it was $30,000 in total. And they had challenges that allowed them to win $5,000 per challenge, right? So nobody gets eliminated in this episode. It's basically like a filler episode for the season and partying it up. That's basically what it is. So I also think it was a nice way to break the momentum of having to compete and giving the contestants and giving the houses a break to just have some fun. And to regroup before they get to the finale, because we are down to what, at this point, what was it, four houses?
Four. It was four houses.
So, and the houses left over are Machiavelli, Yamamoto, Juicy, and Trevor. So those are the four houses remaining. And like I said, this is a money episode. And I believe the first house was Juicy, wasn't it?
The first house was Machiavelli.
Oh, is it Machiavelli? Okay. Let me go find their video of them dancing so y'all can see it too.
Yeah, so that's what, if you guys were not here for the other episode, well, the last episode, Eree's gonna put up the YouTube clip so that when we're talking about each performance, if you guys wanna click on the clip and view what we're talking about. So if you haven't seen it, you can kind of contribute and say what you thought. Or you could just listen, because you know what? We like to talk. You know, it's like pretty much like a phone conversation or whatever. So definitely listen in. But I'm going to hit these two comments first, and then we're going to get rolling.
Oh, Donatella, change that shit again. Critique that look, Eree. Critique the shit out of it. Switch! That boy house party. Switch!
Nope.
Hey, put it out.
Okay, you know what? You know what? And I'm done with it after this. And I'm done with it after this. I'm keeping the t-shirt on. I'm keeping the t-shirt on.
I told you.
I'm keeping the goddamn t-shirt on and I'm done with it after this. Okay, so hold on. Let me take this thing off right here. God damn, y'all. Y'all know this is, you shouldn't do this to me. Well, you know what I mean.
Oh my like, goodness. Why don't nobody got the video?
They don't?
No, there's no video popping up on YouTube. These are all just basic reviews.
All right, okay. Well, you know what? Y'all can go look for it for your goddamn selves then.
That part.
We try to help you.
It ain't up, though. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. Okay. So, the first house was, so this fairy tale ball. Leslie, what's her name?
Oh, Leslie Jones.
Leslie Jones was guest. Host, guest judge. She was everything. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, love her. Love her.
He was magnificent as maleficent.
She was serving it, honey, and she was giving us all the drama. I love it. Like, that's what I like from the guest judges, too. It's like, come in and give us for real that ballroom. You in the ballroom now. Because, honey, if I ever got the chance to go to a ballroom, baby, you're going to get all of the drama. Okay? All of the extraness. So I definitely enjoyed her. I think she was like perfect guest judge. You know,
she was so excited, and she was so excited. This is what I appreciate about the judges this season, the guest ones, because they're having fun being there.
Yeah,
they're just enjoying the moment, like a kid going to the carnival or something like that. Or the state fair or something. I don't know. Like, ooh, what's that? Ooh, like, all of them is giving that same vibe.
Having a good time. Watching their faces is definitely like what you're saying. Like, a kid just, you know, for the first time having fun and seeing what they're bringing, like the different houses are bringing. And I'm enjoying at this point in the game the different tricks. And what I mean by tricks, not like stunts, but like them really going into their bag of talent. And really bringing that out and showcasing that. So I'm sure you got a lot to say about that. Like, why are you giggling? I'm sure you got a lot to say. And rather than I got a lot to say.
I'm giggling at your avatar.
At my avatar? Because I changed my hair. And I took the thing off. That's it. It's basic. This is all we getting. Y'all want to put on a dress?
I feel, you know what? I feel like you channeling your inner Rugrat from...
Oh, hell no.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, hell no.
You're giving me like, where's Pirate Will? Where's Waldo?
You know what?
Where's Donatella?
This is what's going to happen. This is what's going on right now, you guys. Is this what you read tonight? Does she want to fucking do? Thank you, baby. We're gonna be twins. Okay? Oh, we just gonna be twins. We're definitely gonna be. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then I gotta get the theme song real quick. Oh, snap.
What's up, Helen and Seduction, Queen Donatella? It's House of, Jackie the Ripper here. Oh, yeah. Just being the amazing woman I am. Okay, the mama. The house. House of Gucci is still here too, you know, but we're here listening. What's up?
What's going on, cousin?
Hey, House of Gucci.
Okay. Okay, we forgot to do this part. Hold on, y'all.
We twins now.
You gotta go on. You wanna be a legend?
legendary. So all I really wanna be is an icon or a statement. No, it's legendary. All I really wanna be is an icon or a statement. No, it's legendary.
Hey, okay, back to the show. Just need to play that real quick. Don't feel right. This
I knew you was gonna say that shit. That's why I went on ahead and did it. And can I just say that? House of Legends is in the building. House of Gucci. I like how y'all dress too. Fiesta House of Potato Rain. Down there. I'm feeling that. Hey, Rain. Yeah. I'm a Rain.
Yeah, poor.
We the House of, what the fuck is we? I don't know. You're welcome.
The house of your welcome. We are the house of your welcome.
The house of your welcome.
The house YW. Of your welcome.
The house of YW.
Okay.
Oh, so, Donatella, it's the motherfucking Avenue African head wrap for me, baby. Do not. Not for legendary commentary, baby. Uh-uh. Who is serving? Chop the whole damn look.
How you gonna chop
I'm giving
me?
Pretty much law. I mean, is anybody else want Postmates? I'm bored.
Girl, let me just tell you something. That is a nice sentiment, House of Legends, baby, but you can't chop from the audience, baby. That ain't how that work. We chop from up here. Welcome to the house of YW.
Oh my gosh, that was.
I hope I'm making you proud right now.
House of Rain.
I'm here. The guest judges. I'm coming in on the guest judges. Very exciting to have some of them. Baby with the fairy outfit that was pausing forever when giving his critiques, and they gave him the audacity to be the tiebreaker.
No.
Every season they have at least one person. I think last year was Demi Lovato. That they give them this option to be the tiebreaker. And on some level, because we got to let everybody in, vibe to kind of, I don't know, crossover, make it mainstream, they get these one-offs. So this year, it was the young man dressed like the angel, and he had no business being the tiebreaker. Hi!
No, he did not. Because here's the thing. Y'all not giving guest judges gag flags, so I agree with Rain. Why would you let them ever be the tiebreaker? Ever be? Because that's essentially basically giving them gag flag, because who he say, they should have been gone. Machiavelli should have been gone. But
yep, and if he hadn't have voted for them, we would have moved way past the end of the competition. Probably would have been way more entertaining. Just saying.
Mm-hmm. And a lot more stiff. Okay, you want to finish these, and then mm-hmm. speaking of Machiavelli, because we can go into Wonderland.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we'll get there. But E-Reed, I sent you that commercial with Brooklyn and Laomi. Why do I feel like Juicy Couture was the winner, and Brooklyn is already branching out?
Look at Brooklyn.
Ooh, send it to me. I want to see it.
Okay, hold on. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
I'll play these while you do that.
Yo, okay. Queen Donatella, you know, I'm just channeling my inner Luz, and I want to know, how are you being legendary with that eye patch? Are we going for Pirates of the Caribbean here? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
This is me just giving my honest opinion, my honest critique. But, honey, you're supposed to be a queen. A queen, a pirate queen?
Yes.
Oh my God, look at them. They are giving. Mm-hmm. They are having so much fun.
But hold on, I'm going to see it in a minute. So I'm about to give her Pirate Queen, like she asked.
Okay.
I love this. Okay, now I go out and look at you guys' avatar. You look very presentable for legendary presentation. Yes, I love it. Look at the pen. Your girls look marvelous. Marvelous, darling.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. House of Rain.
Eerie looking like Selena. Okay. I'm seeing a lot of twins in the audience here. House of Jackie sound like somebody I know. Fiesta Potato look like somebody I've seen probably sometime this morning. But let's go. And Queen Donatella, I missed last week, but they did some serious editing on Bob on his episode. And I heard that there was a little bit of a kerfuffle with him saying certain words, shablam, which they don't like, and had to correct them on spot.
What?
What? What? Wait a minute. What? What the heck?
Are you watching the video?
No. I'm listening to Rain.
Oh. That's some tea right there.
Yeah, Rain be coming. You know what I like about this? And I wish it was longer. I wish they didn't drop three episodes at a time, because we could really have made this out for like 9 weeks. And Rain coming in with the, you know what I'm saying? The behind the scenes tea of the show. It could have been a thing.
I mean, if you want, what we could do is we could do after we review the finale, we could just open it up to just dissect it all. Anything that we forgot or didn't say. You know what I'm saying? We could do that. Because by the end, it'll be more stuff to come out.
Right, and little things that, that'll be cute.
We could do that. Okay, hold on. Let me play House of Jackie and then House of Legend.
Although, again, channeling my inner Luz, I am critiquing Melanin Seduction, looking fab, loving the red dress, the your hair, perfect with the hoop earrings. Girl.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Giving you a 10. Queen Donatella, I forgot to give you my rating. I'm going to give you a 6 for effort. No, I'll give you a 7. It's the the pirate and the shirt. It's not very Vogue for me. I mean,
oh, that's what I had on the shirt.
We're supposed to be legendary. Okay? You know what? Let me
go over some. They ain't giving me. I'm tired of goddamn stereo styles. They not giving me what I need.
She bored of them already. They ain't shiny and new no more.
They not giving me what I need. It's giving me. I'm feeling stiff again.
House of Legend.
No! Not Selena! Rain? House of Rain. I'm just saying, for that, I'm going to go ahead and give you an 8.
Not an 8.
An 8.
Man. Well, how's it
and
rain?
I'm learning, and you guys may know a little bit more about this than I do, is that the houses, House of LaBeija, Aja kind of let it be known that the members that were represented on the show are not necessarily permanent members of so-called house. And that has been the thing for a lot of the houses. These are temporary members that can get in due to the scheduling. Maybe someone was asked, they couldn't do it or didn't want to do it. You know, we used to have one from season 1 that actually walked off the show midway. But yep. A lot of these members are from other houses and they all kind of rotate, because even old girl from Juicy is known from another house due to season 1. So they kind of rotate. which is causing some issues and some gossip behind the scenes as well.
And you know what? I don't even think that that's fair, because don't they do that in real time?
They do what you mean, do it in real time.
Like, that's what they do, not just for the competition, but that's what they do. They jump from house to house.
Oh, yeah. Like, well, members, yeah. Different members, yeah.
Yeah, so I wonder why, I wonder who, like, having a temper tantrum about that. Because if that's the culture of ballroom, then why are we upset?
I don't get it.
But you somebody know always going to complain about something.
That's how they was doing it in Potent. They was going from house to house.
Yup.
And such.
That part. Shabazz.
Shout out to the panel. What's up, Queen Donatello? And what's going on, Miss Melanie Seduction? I don't know if I said that right, but you know, you get the picture. Hope everyone is having a great day.
What up, Shabazz? Yes, we are. We're getting through the rest of these messages so we can get into. We just got through talking about the judges. We was trying to find the video for Machiavelli, but there ain't no video on YouTube for me to find. So we're just going to have to use our imaginations or go back to the playback on HBO Max.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know all these people was up in here. I was up in there messing around with my outfit again.
Oh, she didn't change clothes again. Change clothes and go. Okay, then. You know what? I like this. I like this look.
You like this one? I like this one.
I'm feeling that one. Okay. I like that one. Yes. Yes.
I got a few from the audience, I think. Who sent the heart up? Let's see. It was House of Jack the Ripper, because he was trying to rip me a new one, honey. But I don't understand how you can hate from outside the club, honey. You can't even get in. Okay, so.
She gonna rip her way through.
Yes, we saw the back and forth with Law and Bob about, you know, what represented anime versus what was fashion. But there was actually, if you go back, you see that Bob is edited a lot. Critiques weren't really always there. And the part of him saying Shablam was cut out. But there were word that he did say that word. And they had to let him know, do not say that word. Because that is not the word that they use when people do drops. Which the Drag Race All-Stars and RuPaul have been known to say. And a lot of people feel a little ways when RuPaul Drag Race use words from the barroom and they don't truly represent those words and meanings. And Bob came on there with it and they was like, eh. So, I don't know.
So Bob's probably not very barroom
community. Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. Where you get this from? What is this? That's a sandwich. What is this?
That makes sense, though.
Where you get that from?
Hmm. Okay.
He made it.
Okay. My bad. I didn't see the update, Queen Donatella. My bad. I will take that score of 7, and I'm gonna give you a 9. Once you take that eye patch off, I think you get a 10. I'm sorry, but also, you know, I'm gonna give you that 10 because you are definitely sporting Bruins UCLA colors. I'll accept that. So okay, you get your 10, but remember. Yes, the outfits are boring, but it is up to y'all to make it legendary, okay? Because we're queens. Okay. No, also, Jackie, the Ripper.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not going to hold you. I'll take critique from House of Jackie any day, because on some real shit, she be serving up these motherfucking avatars. I don't know how she do it. It's been so many times looking at her avatar. She will have me going to look for some shit. For real. I'm like, what the fuck they got that at?
Like, which avatar store is that at? Because I don't have that. I don't have that update.
I got the basic Android stereo store, I guess. It must have different stores for Androids and iPhones because I don't know what the hell be going on. But I be loving y'all. I be liking how y'all get with it. And I think that I would allow myself a little bit more freedom if I would allow myself to change my hair color. But I ain't. So
yeah, I'm not doing that.
That's, I think that's a lot of it. Really and truly, that is a lot of it. Because y'all be putting on these different color wigs that just go perfectly with y'all outfits and stuff. I don't know how y'all do it. So I'm just going to have to stay boring and pink.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be keeping my purple. Okay, real quick before we get to the rest of the messages. Machiavelli, they did, their theme was Alice in Wonderland, correct?
Alice in Boring Motherfucking Land. Oh, okay, you guys, every ball there's a challenge, okay? So this challenge was twerk and peel and reveal. Okay, so they had to highlight, but it was really like the twerk element that they was highlighting, okay? So, for my notes, I wrote, it was just okay. It was better than their other performances, but still no fucking energy. The rap was kind of cute from Jada, you know, that little rap thing she did. That was kind of cute, and the twerk was okay. Like, I gave them an 8 out of 10 just because this was so much better, I feel like, than any of the other performances. But that's not, like, a high-ass bar.
So, real quick, right, I just wanted to point out, I like Laomi's outfit. I liked her outfit. I thought it was cute. I didn't really like Deshaun's outfit. I thought he looked corny and cheap. I thought the material
looked super cheap.
He looked like Gumby. He is not giving me fairy tale. He was reminding me of Gumby. Jamila's dress, baby, I'm gonna need you to, I know you love your ruffles and everything like that, but can somebody design it in a different way? Because I feel like you're doing repetitive motion. It's starting to give Machiavelli-ness, okay? It's giving Machiavelli. I'm just saying. I thought Law was cute, looking like a little toy soldier. Okay, I thought that all he was missing was the little wind-up thing in the back. And then we already talked about the lovely Leslie Jones looking magnificent as Maleficent. So, and then Kiki. Kiki looked like, she looked like a knockoff version of young Michael Jackson with the little fro that she got on. And like all, like the jacket with the shoulders, it just looked like a lot. It just looked wrong. I didn't like it. I ain't like it.
Come on, Kiki.
So, yeah.
Turn it off.
So, I did like, I liked the stage setup on how they were starting to tell the story. I did like that part. But it was boring, and I agree. The only part that I actually did like was towards the end when she did the dip off the table. That was pretty much about it. Other than that, I was like, eh. The costumes was fire, though. I am going to hold you. The costumes, I thought, was fire. I did like that. So if I was going to give it... Yeah, the costumes was it. If it wasn't for the costumes, they probably wouldn't get the score that they finna get. So they got a 6 from me. That was a 6.
You guys, Ereed is a hard ass with the damn scoring, except for when it comes to Yamamoto. And they fucked up.
No, you know what? Don't hate on Yamamoto, because I know one of these episodes you had to give him some kind of a good score. Thank you. That's all I needed. That's all I wanted.
But I couldn't do. I didn't get to finish that, but we can still talk about it. It was the last one. But okay.
Oh, okay.
But I did write about all the cute costumes. I did think their costumes were super cute. So that's why they got an 8 out of 10 from me. So.
Oh, you gave them an 8? Oh, you talk about being nice.
Yeah, because I feel like that's the best we was ever going to get from them.
I mean, and they little twerk was cute. It wasn't a lot, but it was
cute. On the table, yeah. That's why I'm so mad. This was loose. This was Luce's team challenge to win. And her ass out with a goddamn sprained ankle. Like, what? Yeah. But okay. Yeah, it was okay.
This is the thing about that house. It's weird that house, for a majority of the competition, has had an issue after issue after issue after issue. That don't seem weird. That just seems off to me. Yamamoto
or Machiavelli?
No, Machiavelli.
Well, because, D-Reed, I don't feel like, first of all, she inherited the house, right? So it's not even like, I don't know if she's ready to be a mother. So it just seems like a just very disorganized, not well-run house.
Yeah.
Well, I can see them having issues.
Yeah, you mentioned that last week. Yeah, that makes sense. Because I'm just like, what is so off about this? And I think that was actually mentioned, I don't know if it was this episode or the next episode, where that was actually mentioned, like, as a house, y'all don't mesh.
So, right.
Yeah.
I think that was on the last episode when they was telling them, like, y'all just can't get it. Oh, no, I think it was this in one of these three episodes, actually. They just can't get it together as a house. Like, oh, it's not an individual fucking competition. It's a fucking team.
Mm-hmm. It's a team effort. Yeah, poor. Man. So then the next house is they did the story of Rapunzel. And that is House of Revlon. Okay. And y'all remember Revlon is the international house. Enjoyed it. I thought it was cute. The one my favorite parts was in the beginning as they were setting the story up. Mm-hmm. I liked the floor movement that the three did when they did that when they was next to each other. But it was the slide on how they were separated and then the two slid next to him. So smooth though. It was like on some Michael Jackson smooth criminal. And they just it was like they just floated up to him and then did their little routine. I thought that was cute. Even though one of them did miss the little twerk part. And then I also felt like they took Revlon took a page out of Juicy's book when Juicy used the sleeves in the Freddy horror dance competition, and they did the same thing. They saw how successful that was and they took a page out their book with the hair for Rapunzel. Now, it was very creative and innovative how they did it, though, because that's not what I was expecting, for not only for her to twerk while her hair is being pulled, but then they're using her hair as a jump rope. Okay. Yeah. So she twerking, okay, and they using her hair as jump rope, and I thought that was cute. So for that, I give them a 9 for that.
So, first of all, I so much enjoyed the little commentary, right, in their song. Oh, that's another thing, you guys. So, like, I don't know if you notice, Eri, like, as they go further each episode, they're doing more and more in the way of their backgrounds and their songs and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, in this particular one, their story, oh, you want to come down? Yes, yeah, Stink. I cracked up when she started smoking. Okay, Stink. Oh my God. It was like ghetto fucking Rapunzel. That shit was hilarious. I thought that was cute. Okay. And then I also wrote down that I did love the jump rope twerk. That was cute as hell. But you know, it definitely was kind of giving me a little bit of biting off of, you know, Juicy Couture. But you know, honey, that's what happens. That's you know, people start to use your shit when you know you're popping. So, and we know Juicy Couture is fucking popping, so I expect it. It's a little bit worrisome though. Even though it was cute, it's a little bit worrisome because it made me feel like, and then somebody even commented later on in one of these other episodes, it made me feel like, what else are you running out of shit? You feel what I'm saying? So I love the storyline, but I feel like I have seen better from them, even though this was very cute. So I did give them a 9 out of 10.
Nice. And I was just real quick too. I feel like this was the beginning of the decline of, well, not even this week, last week really. Was starting to be the beginning of the decline for Revlon. I feel like they just getting tired.
Damn.
They was like,
that is
they,
my I feel like they pulled.
I feel like they, like what you said just a few seconds ago, I feel like they used all their tricks that work in Paris. And they didn't have nothing else left in their bag to pull out.
So yeah, you know. And they do just seem tired. Because
they were so good. They were. I really thought it was gonna be Juicy and Revlon by the end of the season. That's what I was really rooting for, not Juicy and who is it?
Girl, we ain't even got to that part yet. But your mama.
Oh yeah, we ain't got to that part yet. Okay, yeah.
But yeah, I do. I feel like they physically tired. They had so much energy in the beginning, and it made me kind of like, even though Juicy, Revlon were my top two. I was rooting for Juicy, but I really thought that at this stage in the game that Revlon was going to be at such a high level, and because of where they were. But it showed me with Juicy, like, oh, Juicy was just giving you a little bit, a little bit, a little bit more at a time. Like, they hadn't even dove far into their bag of tricks when they was giving us straight 10 performances.
Mm-hmm. For real, though. See, and that was mentioned last week, I think, by one of the judges. That they need to bring more. So I don't know. But see, again, it goes to what I was saying when we did the Grand March or whatever, because I felt like their cockiness and their arrogance was getting the better of them and blew up their head. And then with the wins that they was having, I felt like at that point, they probably thought that they were too safe to have to actually put forth any more effort. Just because you were international house and you the first international house on Legendary, don't give you the pass to now be lazy. That should motivate you even more to show up and show out, man.
And you should be.
Don't you want the bragging rights?
You should be trying to. You should be trying to best yourself, right? Every time. And like I said, while the jump rope shit was cute, it was too reminiscent of what had already been done in the same competition. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like you drew inspiration from past competitions. You did, you go and kind of emulate what somebody did in the same competition, right? The current competition, and it's your biggest competitor on top of that. It looks weak and it looks tired a little bit. You feel what I'm saying? If you just want to really start breaking it down.
And it do. And do. Okay, y'all. So that's two houses then. We talked about Machiavelli, boring. We talked about Revlon, lackluster.
Lackluster.
Now we're going to talk about it. It was cute. But now we're going to talk about our favorite house. J-U-I-C-Y.
Juicy.
Okay.
Juicy.
What's
up? Okay, look. Can we explain to y'all why Juicy was already the winner at the beginning and has always stayed at the top? Because this right here, though. Okay, you go first. You go first.
So, you guys, they did Little Red Riding in the hood. Okay?
In the hood.
Like, Brooklyn style, New York style. This shit was like, oh my God. I don't know who their creative director is, if it is just one person or if it is all of them collectively, but their motherfucking performance quality just be on point. It's just like nothing that I've seen on Legendary to this point. Not even motherfucking Mugler. Not even Mugler. And they were already like professional, like, you know, real legendary in the scene as it was.
Yep.
This is just new levels, new heights. And this is why I love, we should always encourage in life, period, right? Like our young, because it may be corny, but that they really are the future. And just from people who like art, I'm assuming that you all are here because you like art. You like performance art, okay? Specifically. And it does something to you. And these young people, like, they just do something to me in everything that they do. It was stellar. It was like Brooklyn, love Brooklyn, period. Love Brooklyn. Music is always lit. Always lit. All their little ad-libs and shit just be on point.
Matter
the
of fact,
the storyline, on point. You know what I'm saying? Like, the from the whole, the mama calling Brooklyn, which is Red Riding Hood, you know, like, oh, you need to go get your grandma some Lucy's. You know what I'm saying?
Mama, I don't want to do this.
It's like I'm my son Lucy's from the bodega, honey. And like, it was, oh my God, y'all. It just was everything. I mean, it's needless to say, I gave them a 10 out of 10 because it's just always up there. And I appreciate people who pay attention to detail. And it's always all about the details, honey, because it's gonna come together to be something great. And I love watching them. Every time I watch them, I rewind it and watch it again before I listen to the score. Every time.
Man, so just in honor of how dope this was, we ain't did this before, but we gonna do it today.
Hello, Ma.
Lurie.
Yeah.
Did you do what I told you to do for your grandmother?
What now? She always needs
Make sure you go to the bodega and get those Lucy's and her cookies, okay?
I do not like the smell of them cigarettes.
Bye.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Hey.
Come on, duck walking, baby.
Grandma, what big feet you have? Grandma, what big hands you have? Grandma, what big ass you have?
The better the pork, mama.
Come on.
You read that.
You're not my grandma. My grandma did not work. Who are you?
You're a what?
When I tell y'all that performance was everything, the performance was everything, as short as it was, I don't care what nobody say. They told us the whole story in a matter of 2.5 seconds, okay? I'm just saying, it was super cute. It was put together. And of course they get a 10 out of 10. All right, when she came...
Baby.
When she revealed herself... After she revealed herself as the grandma and started twerking and the music changed up. Wait, and then how Brooklyn was when Brooklyn was in the woods and was pretending to fight the other wolves that was coming after her and was doing hand movements. I was here for that.
Yes. And the emoting, their emoting is effortless.
Oh yeah, it is. They're really good at emoting. For real.
Really good. Like, so, oh my God.
Their costumes were so cute. They stayed in character. What Law said? Law said that Brooklyn was giving 90s. What did he say? 90s dance hall queen. That's what he said.
Up here talking on goddamn mute. Oh. Yes, 90s dance hall queen.
Dance hall queen. It was everything. It was everything. So, and I also appreciated how with the costumes, everybody, of course, but Brooklyn was a wolf, but everybody was a different kind of a wolf. Not everybody had on the same costume to where you didn't know who was who. Right. And I thought that was cute.
Brooklyn is stunning. She's just fucking stunning. like, I don't know what to say. Like, I'm just, I'm a fan. Like, I'm a fan. I'm a fan girl. Like, for real.
I'm fan girly. I'm fan girly. Okay. So they got a 10 out of 10. Last house.
We'll do the challenges real quick, and then we'll shotgun y'all messages. That's cool, you read?
Yeah, absolutely. This what's the last Yamamoto. House child? Yamamoto. Oh yeah, this the house you don't
have.
House of Yamamoto, they did Aladdin. But the person who was supposed to be Aladdin, I mean not be Aladdin, be the genie, sprained her ankle. So they had to, Lou sprained her ankle. So another member filled in. Okay, and I mean, I ain't gonna hold you. He did a good job though. She did a good job. She did a good job. Now, overall, the performance was like, but individually, I will say this. The Tina Turner Cher costume for the twerking bit, I was here for that. Okay, with the fringe, I was definitely here for that. I thought that was cute. All of the other movements, like especially with the dips and stuff, they was hitting their dips. I did appreciate that. But I don't know, it was something about, out of all of their performances, I will say this was my favorite one from Yamamoto. This was my favorite one. Because then when we go into, I believe it's the next episode. Wait, is it Hot in the Shade? Hot in the Shade is the next episode. So, I don't think it's that one. I think it's the one after that. But this one, it was one of my favorites out of everything that they did. And I felt like with this one, even Yama though Mosa? Moose wasn't. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. I'm just, okay.
I mean, I like this one. I'm not saying I like all of what they done did, but this one was at least one of my favorites from what they've done.
Just okay.
Saying. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah, it was cute. I give them an 8.
I give them an 8 too. I'll start with my score. I'll give them an 8 too. I felt like it was, Luz was missing and you can kind of tell. You know, because this was her element. This is what she do. So, that sucked. You know, but I think that the replacement did a good job. I don't know. I like the costumes. I just said it was an okay performance. Like, it was not too exciting. The twerk was okay. You know? But it was like, okay, like, it was just okay. Like, it wasn't bad. Like, bad enough to warrant, like, a 7 or below. But I would say an 8. It's just okay for at this stage in the competition.
Yeah. Because as it was going, like, this is what I would have given them a 10 for. If I would have been able to really see what Raja's purpose was there for versus let me just put this person in a tiger costume to represent Raja. And then the one who was playing Aladdin, who played him when he was poor and then when he became the prince, like they had it split. But then I was looking forward to seeing, okay, when they, as him as the prince, you know, as the pauper, we're going to see him do one thing. Like, I don't know, like the infamous scene where like he steals the apple or something like that. Or somebody could have been the carpet. You know what I mean? I would have rather seen somebody be the carpet. Nothing was giving me the story of Aladdin. Nothing was giving me the story of Aladdin. So I would have appreciated maybe somebody would have pretended to be the carpet instead of Raja. You feel me? Because the carpet, I mean, they both were supportive characters in the story. But who do we, I mean, I would remember the carpet before I would remember Raja the tiger. So right. I'm just saying. And then, with the split, with the Aladdin split, that would have been great. Like, okay, as Aladdin, when he's poor, you see him do one thing. Then they somehow, within seconds, do the master spin of the genie, granting him the wishes, and then he becomes the prince, and he walks off with Jasmine. You know what I'm saying?
And where was Jasmine? There was no Jasmine, right?
There was no Jasmine.
And was there supposed to be, like, so was dude supposed to, well, I mean, not say dude, because I don't, is he femme, is he trans? You played the genie. Who was that? Because I would rather just use their name.
I don't remember who it was. Yeah, I don't remember who he was. But I know what they were supposed that, to. I mean, she was still given as the genie. She was given.
She was, I mean, she but did I her feel thing like Jasmine is such a big part of the story of Aladdin. Like, you can't really have the story of Aladdin, I feel like, my personal opinion, you guys, without Jasmine, because it's a love story. So, you know.
He called her Smurfette. I forgot Law called her that. Law said if Smurfette was a bad bee. That's right. I forgot. God.
But yeah, so I mean, I don't know. It was cool. Like an 8. Like I said, an 8 for me. So.
Yeah. So that's all the houses, y'all, that performed. And then they go into the challenge. And the challenge is called 3 Fab Mice. So three different dancers from each house is supposed to walk the catwalk, right? They walk the runway and they have to be in sync. They have to be aligned with one another. They cannot mess up, skip a beat, none of that. They got to be like on some straight soldier marching type situation, right? So the first house is who we just talked about, which was who did we just talk about?
The first house we talked about Yamamoto.
No, the last house we just talked about.
Yamamoto.
Oh, Yamamoto. Okay, yeah, sorry about that, y'all. So they were the first house, and they had already messed up. So that would have definitely been a chop on the ballroom floor. Now, the second house was Juicy. Juicy killed it. Okay.
Right. They didn't have a chance. Even if they did mess up, they did not have a chance against Juicy.
Not at all. Absolutely not. So of course Juicy took that one home. They won that challenge. And then the Alice in Wonderland kids came out.
Machiavelli.
Machiavelli, they came out. And then of course Revlon came out after. Both houses were horrible. Okay.
To me, yes. Yes. It was a mess. You guys, this is about being in sync. This is about synchronization. Okay? And it was terrible.
It was just bad. And I really feel like now what ends up happening is Juicy won the first one, but Revlon won the second one. And so Revlon and Juicy go up against each other, which, of course, we knew that who was going to win that one. And Juicy killed it when they was on the other side of the stage and they did that slow turn. Yeah. Baby. Now, here's the thing. I don't know if any of y'all have ever been to a fashion show or anything like that, or you've done modeling before, but there is a certain way, a basic technique on how they want to teach you to walk, right? But they also, you know, encourage you to create your own style or whatever to make it yours, right? So you stand out against other models on the runway. And that slow turn right there, if you can master that slow turn, baby, that thing is smooth with it. It is smooth with it. I ain't ever been able to master it, though, because I always trip over my feet. But shout out to those who can master it, though, because it's a gorgeous move.
I've been walking runway for about 20 years at this point.
You've mastered it already?
I've pretty much mastered. You must teach me.
I would be your pedal one. I would be your pedal one in the catwalk.
You know, I was a gay man in my past life.
I know. That's why you gonna teach me.
I'm just playing with y'all. But yes, it was everything. I concur with everything Ereed is saying.
Oh, man. Okay.
Hold on. Real quick, I don't even think it should even be talked about, but whatever. Stunts. The stunts was weak. That was the other challenge, you guys. They had to do stunts and go head-to-head against each other. The stunts was weak all around. I was mad at Juicy Couture because I feel like you have Brooklyn, and then you had him in the challenge and did not utilize him. Did they Vogue down? Absolutely, they did. Absolutely, they did.
Oh, yeah.
If it was just a Vogue down challenge, they would have ate that shit, period. But it was a stunt challenge. So.
Wait. But let me wait till we tell y'all what the stunt challenge was called, though, in honor of Fairy Tales. It was called Tweedledee and Tweedle Stunts. That's what it was called. Tweedledee and Tweedle Stunts. And it really ain't no reason to go through any of these. I ain't gonna hold y'all. If you watch the episode, you could actually just fast forward that part. No holds bar. I mean, not unless you really just want to watch and see why we telling y'all to fast forward through that part, because it's really uneventful.
Yeah, and Revlon ended up winning, and they ended up winning Superior House.
Yep. And
I don't know how.
And
I don't know how, because well, they didn't, in this one, they didn't reveal their scores, you guys, at the time. So, like, usually they give their scores at the challenge, but they were not giving the scores at the challenge. What happened is they added up all the scores, and everybody got their score at the end, and I don't know. Well, I guess probably that 5 points of winning the stunt challenge.
Mm-hmm. Wait,
I think
on.
That might have.
Wait, where is it? Okay, so Revlon was at the end, and then wait, who is this? Oh,
I don't know what she lost doing, it. Y'all.
Oh, I'm looking at this. So I'm going back to the episode and I'm fast forwarding on pause certain scenes.
Okay.
So that I can get so like we could describe the visual, because I can't, they don't got no video. See, the video made this a lot easier. You know what I'm saying? Because then they can just go click on it.
The stunt challenge?
No, I mean, I was just describing the scene and stuff like that and their costumes, because I didn't write down no notes for their costumes and stuff.
Who costumes?
All of them. On what we on all the show.
Please help me understand what you're saying, baby. What episode are you talking about? Are we still in Fairy Tale? Or are you talking about moving on to the next one?
No, I'm talking about Fairy Tale.
Okay, so who costumes?
No, I didn't write. I'm saying I didn't write any notes on anybody's costume about none of that.
Oh.
So I was replaying it so I could describe it. Yeah, and then at the end of one of the battles, I came to the part where Law said he hated both of the performances at one of the battles. Remember the last battle that they did? And he was the stunt battle. And he's like, he hated both of them.
Everybody sucked. And Revlon ended up winning that. And then Revlon ended up winning Superior House. Overall.
And then they had this what looked like a fake fight, or what it was getting ready to be a fake fight, or whatever. And they split that up. Yeah. So
I went on about my business. I just fast forward past all of that. I went on about my business. But you know what? You're gonna have to shotgun these. It's a lot of comments. And we gotta move on because basketball.
I know.
Finna be coming up soon.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I will say this though, for the sake of the content that we gonna download and put this on another platform, I will say this. If there's anything said in any of these comments that has nothing to do with what we are talking about, I will not play it. So I just want to give y'all a heads up. It's no shade.
Spotify now.
But I'm trying. Listen, I put this on Spotify, y'all. I'm trying to even get it on Amazon Music and Audible. So, y'all can't just. We gotta read the room. So I'm gonna shotgun these though.
Yeah, a lot of times they go from house to house because of issues, or they might be cool with more people in one house than the other, but. A lot of times you go through a lot of houses when you in that kind of community. You do bounce around, but it just be a lot of personal reasons. It's like a big ass group home full of mixed people and feelings and personalities and shit. So they bounce around regardless.
She said like a big group home for adults.
honey. Eddie? Queen Donatella, I love the shade. Who said I wanted to get in? It took for the critique for you to become who you are. You're welcome. You're welcome, Queen. Don't worry though. I'm at my own club.
Good morning, though.
Oh my god.
Ooh. Good morning. I love it. She like, baby, you early. I mean, you late. Good morning, though.
Well, House of Jackie, I beg to differ. I'm going to give Donatella a straight 10 because the eye patch went from ratchet to classy. You know, at first she couldn't see through it. Now she can see through it. I think it's giving, you know, let me look at you with my good eye.
Shout I'm done with y'all.
This is so fun.
I got my eye fixed. You know, I love it. This is in the spirit of, that's right, y'all. Bring all the shade, honey, because that's how it's supposed to be, okay? Shout out to the House of Legends. Let's go.
Queen Donatella, we are looking at the same store. We are looking through the same store. The mole is there. The mole is there.
It's really not. It's really not. I promise you it's not.
No, please don't change your hair color. And this will be my last one because I want to get into legendary. Do not change your hair color. If I had that hair color, please, I would have. Don't change your hair color. That I will not allow because that's cute.
I won't ever change.
No,
Chicago have no respect for nothing because they just feel like when it's warm outside, they can just be loud with all they loud cars and stuff. Can't even have the window open.
So, Melanin Subduction, E-Read, Cousin. I've been on rave every, you know, for the past few days looking, right? Because I know sometimes you're on. And I'm mad. Because you weren't on. So now I gotta go watch season, the three episodes you're talking about. I'm still here, though. But I just realized I'm hurt with you. I'm lowering your 10 to a 9. Because I'm upset. I'm kidding.
Guys, don't put me on punishment.
Definitely watch this show.
She's gonna take a plate away from you, though.
Y'all are done. I might go on rave. If anyone wants to watch it with me.
She's gonna take
good,
a plate.
You're looking
away
good,
me.
Though, girl. I'm feeling.
You do.
I'm really loving it.
You look good, House of Jackie. You look good.
You're looking good, girl.
Another thing I got out of this episode is that Golden is in the group Yomomomoto. And the reason why is because Leslie was like that blue bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And the mama immediately said, her name is Golden. And from that point on, everyone kept saying Golden because mama was like, you're not about to refer to her as the blue bitch. It was hilarious, but I got it.
All right. Okay, Golden.
Golden. Golden.
Mama saw. Mama saw. Stick it up for her bite bites.
As she should.
She said, oh, God, Eri, please help me understand what you talk about, baby. Oh, my God. Y'all got me fucking crying over here.
Cause she know I'll have a whole squirrel moment, and then I won't be making no sense. It'll sound like I'm talking gibberish. You know, y'all gotta keep me in line sometime. Like I be lost, my brain just shut off sometimes. Be
like, girl, you just see me. I'm walking around. I'm like, please help me. I'm trying to follow you. About? Like I really am.
Yeah, my brain just kind of shut off for a second, and I got distracted. That's what happens when I get distracted. See, that's why I don't need to be pressing no buttons. See, it's be a problem. It's be a problem.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Shout out to the panel. Big ups to Queen and Melanin Seduction. How you doing? Just want to come through and show some love.
What's up with Soul Glow?
Soul Glow. I seen him in the audience, girl. I seen him in the audience.
Oh, shout out to Soul Glow.
And I was like, you know
Soul
what? Glow. They done gave us Jerry Curls. Y'all done made them Jerry Curls and stuff. I like it, though. I be liking that. I like the Tina Turner, the Tina Turner wig. I'm just trying to find a way to wear that. I ain't bold enough yet. I got to be feeling real, just really feeling myself that day to put on the Tina Turner wig.
Oh, wait, you talking about that big giant one? That super curly?
It's the one, no, not that one. It's the one that's like I don't want to call it a mullet. It's like the big mullet. It's not the obvious mullet. It's remember the Tina Turner, the run, love, got to do.
Yeah.
That Tina Turner at the end of what love got to do with it.
I think I'm gonna wear that big curly puffy one and channel my inner 1990s girl.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know how I'm gonna make that work though. I gotta figure it out. Okay, y'all. And play some more of these, and then we finna jump in episode 8.
Episode 8.
And not to mention that the actress that was wearing the outfit with the cards on it, it felt like a paper card they wear on your head, and just kind of put around your waist and just have it Velcro to you.
What are you talking about? He said the one with the cards. I'm trying to think who had cards on their clothes.
Now, he might be talking about episode 8. Cards or cards?
No. Oh, you know what? Wait, did somebody have cards on their clothes for the Alice in Wonderland thing?
It could have been that, or somebody had cards. I think, remember in episode 8 where Yamamoto had the playground? No, that was not 8. That was 9.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe he's talking about. Because first he said judge, but I didn't. There wasn't no judge with cards on their thing. Oh, she's talking about Leslie, mm-mm, the Maleficent. Okay.
But she had on feathers though. Regis.
Queen Donatella, what is good? How y'all doing? Just got a quick little break outside, smoking a little bowl and shit. You know, I have no fucking clue what the show is that you guys are talking about, but it don't matter because it's Erie and Donatella. That's all the entertainment that we need. So thank you for being you.
Thank you for that. And this is why we are the house of your welcome.
Of your welcome.
And you're welcome.
I'm just about to say that. House of YW.
You look at that seat, the house of YW.
House of
YW.
Yeah. Serving you.
He came back.
So I just looked the show up. Wow. I don't know how I missed this. This shit is like Project Runway meets RuPaul's Drag Race meets So You Think You Can Dance. And then all three of them got together and found a way to fuck and have a baby. And then it's this. It's legendary. Yeah.
You know what?
That's what a great title for this show. Legendary. I like it. You know? As soon as I get off work, I'm gonna binge watch this shit.
Come on, Regis.
Okay, so knowing nothing about this whole show and y'all giving the last house an 8 for Aladdin, was there somebody in this whole routine that played Jafar? Because if there was no Jafar, I think you gotta take that down even more. Because you ain't got no Jasmine. You ain't got no Jafar.
No Jasmine.
What are you doing? Like, this ain't Aladdin no more. This is Alibaba and the 40 Thieves.
Yeah.
Pretty much. So they had Aladdin when he was the pauper and the prince split in one person. And then they had Jafar. And then they had Raja the tiger and the genie.
And then the genie.
That was it. Mm-hmm.
Which is like, yeah. It was a letdown. It was looked out. Thank you for the commentary, though, Knives. Because, like, even not seeing the show, it's very relevant, the stuff that you're saying. So that's what's up.
Yeah, he catch on.
I think it matters that movie you're talking about, E-Reed. Because in that movie, he drags the carpet into the... up to Raja. And, then starts to go downhill because carpets can't fly.
Oh, he's talking about the movie Aladdin. Yeah, okay. Those, Sir Beerus, we're not talking necessarily about the movie Aladdin. We're talking about the performance of the people who used Aladdin as their story to perform. Right. We're not breaking down Aladdin. No, we're not.
Right.
But I appreciate it though, because now I'm catching what you're throwing. Catching what you're throwing.
Also, before Machiavelli, Johnny Depp at first was the Mad Hatter. And
oh, bless his heart.
I don't know if y'all just caught that, but in the movie, but Johnny Depp has now been in prison. In a court hearing, and he's now won the court hearing because he says that he's never done any of the things that Amber Heard was talking about.
Yes, service, we not talking about none of that, honey, but I appreciate what you saying though.
That's very cute,
giving us the information. But we not talking about Johnny Depp and stuff and everything like that. It's a show on HBO Max called Legendary. That's what we talk about. Click the link above our heads right there. It'll give you the breakdown, okay?
These houses ever did like anime shit? Like, would you want to see like Juicy do Attack on Titan? Because that's two things that you love a lot.
Oh, Regis, they did an anime. They did an anime. So what show was that? Which one was that? It was the Bob one. So it was six.
Episode five.
Mm-hmm. So, Regis, if you get a chance, go to episode 5 of Legendary. The whole ball was anime, and you can tell us what you think about it when we do our finale. Because how about for the finale, we go through everything, we kind of recap the whole season for everybody. That could be like a longer special,
I'm here for that. Yeah, cause I don't got no night shows next Sunday, so next Sunday will be more open.
Okay. Well, Regis, download the Rave app and we can watch it at the same time. You got a HBO, right? HBO Max?
Yep, download the Rave app. Mm-hmm. Okay, last message, and then we gonna move on to the next.
Wait. So I'm stuck on this whole Aladdin thing because, like, it's my favorite movie of all time. So they had Aladdin, Jafar, the tiger, and the genie. Like, not even Abu? Not even Aladdin's best friend, Abu.
Not even Abu.
That's not Aladdin. You fucked up. Whatever that team was, you said Yamamoto, I think. Yeah, y'all fucked up.
Okay, y'all, we gonna run through the season 8 and season 9. I mean, episode 8 and 9 super quick because she gotta watch the basketball game.
Got to.
So, the episode 8 was called Hot in the Shade Ball. So, ballroom all about shade. Kelly Rowland is the celebrity guest judge, and everybody was gagging over her, okay? Everybody. But she was slaying on that cute knit dress. It was really cute. It fit her very well.
Too, baby.
You know? Ma'am, I'm just saying, like, she was absolutely gorgeous. And, yes, everybody was super cute. Jamila was definitely giving a drunk auntie vibes by the pool. Naomi was definitely giving, like, hey, you know, Captain.
1940s, like, let's see them off to the
1940s sailor. Yes. Kiki was giving me, I'm young, but I like to pretend like I'm an old lady because I don't do nothing else with my life but drink wine all day. Deshaun. I mean, she was cute though. I ain't gonna hold you. It was cute, but
she was cute. Now, that was like the cutest she's been.
That's the cutest she's been all season. Yeah.
Yeah.
Deshaun was giving me, I'm a Mac and I'm just here.
So it was 1970s, baby.
Because I am fine.
And he was looking good.
He was looking good. Okay. And then, of course, what did Law have on?
A suit, baby. A sparkly suit. Law gets on my nerves.
Right. Sparkly suit.
It was so disappointing when he came out. I'm sorry, and I'm not never usually mad at Law at all on the fashion tip. But I'm like, Law, you couldn't give us it's giving me like I'm not comfortable with my body.
It was because if I'm not mistaken, didn't he? I think he put his hand down in front of himself or something like that. Like, you don't want nobody to see your package. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, I don't get it. I don't get it. He's very much, Law's very conservative though with his dress, if you notice. And what I mean by conservative, like he's pretty covered up all of the time. He'll give you a low cut suit, you know, like blazer. And give us a little chest, like a little bit though.
Naomi was starving. All I'm saying is Law did kind of look like a sparkly mermaid. That's all I'm saying. He looked like a sparkly mermaid in the suit, and his hair was slaying. I was here for his hair.
Always.
So the first house is. Juicy. And so because Revlon won Superior House, like we've told y'all, anybody who wins Superior House, they're the ones that give the challenge or the prop challenge to the following houses. And so Juicy Couture was given the challenge of the beach ball, right? And they found a very creative, innovative way to do this beach ball. All I'm gonna say, 10 out of 10, ain't really much to be said. They did what needed to be done. They used the stage the way it was supposed to be used. It was colorful. It was fun. It was entertaining. And I agree with Law when he said that was a performance I would be willing to pay for. I would have paid for that. That's
I would have paid to see that. I would have paid to see the rest of the show. The rest of the show. Can I just tell y'all what I wrote? Because when I watch them, I just usually write down a whole bunch of just things with exclamation marks and fucking lines under them. Girl, I said, baby, okay? First of all, their song, I keep complimenting them on their music. And this was one that they had to, because it's the shade ball, they had to drop shade in their songs this time. Okay, and let me just tell y'all, it was so catchy. Do you understand? Do you understand? Do you understand?
Wah, 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 baby.
Like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Wait, can I play it one time? Like, uh-huh. We got time to play it real quick? Just real quick.
Please, so okay. Y'all can understand what we're talking about.
Yeah, because it is going to hit different.
All the way home.
Oh.
Performance, baby.
Wait, listen, there's no way you can watch them do this routine and not get excited.
Do you comprehend?
Do you understand? Performance, baby.
This is how you do it. This is performance. This is what you're supposed to give. I said, man, love. I said, murdered the competition. The song is a hit. The beach ball highlight was everything. He ate that shit up. Father Day Day ate it up.
Yep.
10 out of 10. 100 out of 100, baby. Go home, everybody. And they got the motherfucking gag flag. And can I just say what? Naomi gave them the gag flag, right? I have to say this. That is how you use the gag flag. They didn't need it, and that is the fucking gag. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
That is the gag. They didn't even need it, but that ensured that they made it to the semifinals, because guess what? They deserve to be there. So she was going to make sure they be there. And it wasn't even, like, it didn't matter. They got 10s across the board. They were going to make it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But there's the gag. There's the gag. Y'all thought that y'all was going to give them this beach ball challenge, and they absolutely annihilated it. Annihilated it. And as far as I'm concerned, they are the fucking champion of the whole entire thing.
All Jamila right. said, once again, I don't know why we still here. Why we just don't give them the money already?
Already. Why are we still doing this? Can we just give them the money and then just do the rest of the shit for fun?
Just at for this fun. Point? Just for fun.
They're killing everything. They're killing the whole competition, y'all. Killing the whole competition. And that's how you make it. That's how you solidify your spot in the semifinals.
Okay. So, next house. Moving right along is the House of Yamamoto. Okay, House of Yamamoto. And they did the rendition of selling a sunscreen product in the 1940s version, with costumes and all that kind of stuff. And I ain't gonna hold you. I ain't like it. It was the worst performance I felt like that they've done. And I only say that because as many times as I've watched it, I was still sitting there like, I don't know what I just watched. I know what right. I was supposed to get, but I don't know if that's what I got. So it was giving me wish vibes, like what I ordered and what I got in my law voice. You know what I'm saying? And they still got high scores. And I was just like, what did y'all? But then again, maybe it was the camera and the way they edited it and why I didn't see what the judges saw for them to give them the scores that they got. Because I was up there like, huh? Okay, you know, so yeah, I ain't like it. It was just a lot going on. I did like how the mother, how she, you know, she did her reveal. Her reveal was everything, and I feel like that was the only thing really saving her for the rest of the show was her reveals and tearing off her skirt. That was pretty much about it.
Right, because other especially than in that, the challenge.
Especially later. In the challenges. And the other thing that I don't appreciate about Yamamoto, the further it kept going, especially in these later episodes, was that if it wasn't for your mama, you still wouldn't be here. So just like Machiavelli, y'all should have been voted off, or you should have stepped your game up. But I also kind of blame that on the mother, because the fact that y'all was still there, you should have pumped your kids up to make sure they stepped up their game, so you wasn't always the one saving them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So yeah, mm-hmm. I was not entertained, so I will give them a 5.
Oh, wow. You were work. Okay. Well, I gave Yamamoto a 7. But their challenge was the mirror. It was okay. You know, they made it like one of those little tanning little reflectors, you guys, as the mirror, I guess, or whatever. And like you said,
it could have been done better.
Could have been a lot better. I thought that the shade in their little song / ad, the first part, I think that was cute, you know, for the suntan lotion. But overall, I did not like it. I said it was sloppy. Oh my God, it was so sloppy. But the costumes are kind of cute. So yeah, 7 out of 10.
Okay. Moving on, the House of Revlon. Okay. And they did this whole Rio theme vibe or whatever, like being on the boat and getting off the boat and everything. I ain't gonna hold you. I don't know if y'all follow this dude on Instagram that's always dressed up like Dora the Explorer, and he just be bouncing and bopping along in that's all of his videos and stuff.
You talking about the dude on Instagram. Yeah, he's funny as hell.
So what Revlon did was give me a whole cast of that. That's all I was seeing. I couldn't unsee it. All I kept was waiting for Dora the Explorer song to come on the whole time. When I seen their outfits, I didn't really like it. I understood that they was going for the colors of Rio and everything like that, but I just thought that was a bit much. I ain't like it at all, so I'll give them a 7. Maybe even a 6.
Their prop was the umbrella. So my critiques was that it started off slow. It never picked up, really. Mm-mm. It was serving tired. It was serving out of gas. Okay? I feel
not
like
out
they
of gas.
Gave out of gas, honey. Like, end of the road, out of gas. They gave way more energy early on in the earlier episodes. So I'm disappointed. You know, I just really feel like they are out of gas at this point, and I gave them a 7 out of 10.
Oh, you was generous. Because yeah, I just wasn't feeling it. Well, I did say 72. I don't know. I kind of fit. It's the costumes for me. Like, she even dyed her hair pink.
The costumes sucked.
They were horrible.
They looked the cheapest of the night, I would have to say.
It looked like a really bad 1980s video come to life.
Girl, I was waiting for them. I even go back a little bit further, 1960s, because if you put some go-go boots.
Yes.
All they needed was some white boots
on her. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so it wasn't serving at all. Okay, so that is that. And then we have the next house, Machiavelli. Machiavelli decided that they was going to do more of a hip-hop vibe, okay? And they channeled their inner Pirates of the Caribbean with the commentator who was doing the rap or whatever as the mermaid. And, I mean, it was better than Revlon's, but it was still kind of like, really, that's it? That's all y'all got? Y'all got a whole chair. That's all y'all got? Y'all ain't gonna channel y'all inner Janet Jackson. Y'all not gonna move it a little bit. You move the prop around. Like, they ain't really do nothing. It was just booming.
What you give?
I gave him a 6.
Oh, shit. I gave their ass a 3. Okay? What I wrote in my comments was, bruh, they just suck. Song sucks. It's time to go home. But on the other hand, Mermaid Jada, honey, was serving a look. Okay, I will give her that. She was serving a motherfucking look with that mermaid outfit.
The mermaid and the pirate is the reason why they got them extra points, because the costumes was on point.
The mermaid is why they got a 3, because they go get a zero from me. Because at this point, at this time, right before the semifinals, nah, you can't be serving me up, you know, first and second performance vibes. We at the getting ready to be semifinals. You trying to get into the semifinals. So you deserve a 1, and you get 2 points for the mermaid outfit.
Which could change. Man, this was not, it was boring. Like, I feel like they really could have just sent Yamamoto home, Machiavelli home, Revlon home, and we could just enjoy Juicy.
Right, and just let them have a whole performance for the rest of the other 2 shows.
Yeah, maybe like from here on out, the winner, they just get to have a whole episode to themselves and show up.
Challenges. Give them different challenges. I think, oh, that would be great.
That would be fun. I think that would be a lot more entertaining. So the challenge was a sex siren. That was the first challenge that they had to do. Basically, they picked one. I mean, according to what Deshaun said, it's a ballroom staple. I mean, I agree. I mean, I get the idea of it, but the people they chose to perform, other than the femmes, they messed up. They didn't do right by that. So
because I feel like Noonie could have put. But I'm sorry.
Noonie was horrible. I don't know what he was doing. From Revlon.
Well, I'm gonna just say this: for me, Luce won the entire thing, and I don't see how she did not win in the end.
Right. Based on her first,
I feel like she ate everybody with her first with her first performance. Even with the performances after, even when she had to battle, who did she battle? Lolita. Even when she battled Lolita, I don't care what they say. I love Lolita. She ate Lolita up. I don't see how Lolita won. Luce killed that whole thing. When she came out and Deshaun was, you know, doing what he do, and go loose, yeah. I mean, she was in it.
She was doing it by beat, like she was hitting it on beat every single time. Like that was what they practiced or something. She was listening.
It was like the musicality of her body. Like, it was amazing. I don't see, like, she ate it. It was over for me right there. I didn't care about nothing else. Y'all know I love me some Juicy. I didn't care about nothing else. Luce was robbed. Luce was robbed.
And she was. But you know what? It came back to bite Lolita later in the competition when they did the next one and she had to go up against the Yamamoto lady. The mother right. of Yamamoto. And then she right. lost that one. Now, the second challenge, though, the second challenge was epic. I enjoyed the second challenge with the octopus, the, with the arms, the hand challenge. That was phenomenal. Juicy ate yeah. that challenge. And here's Juicy the thing. This is why we keep saying Juicy is about the production of it all, right? Because their costumes went along with the story. So every time there was a movement, there was something being told with the movement. Whereas some of the other houses got very lazy because it's called the Octopus Challenge or Octopus Puss or something like that.
Right.
Because it's called that, one of them actually had the nerve to be stupid and silly enough, right? And I mean stupid in S-T-O-O-P-I-D, not S-T-U-P-I-D. But was decided they were going to actually dress up, the person in front was going to dress up like an octopus. Like,
y'all guess who that was?
So boring.
It's so boring. Like, Juicy did aviation. Okay, honey? They was giving us it. All of it. It felt like you were flying on a plane.
Wait.
All of it, honey. And it was all just with it. Like, it's beautiful what they do. It's beautiful what they do. I can't say no more. I just love them. And so they ate that challenge as they should have.
They did. They ate it. And then you had, then they had to go up against... who was that? Revlon?
Revlon.
Yeah, that was Revlon. They ended up having to go up against Revlon. And Revlon, you could tell the nervousness on their face because the person that was in the lead kept looking at them perform while he's supposed to be focused and performing. And Lolita, she was just... No, that's not Lolita. From Juicy. The chick that came back from season one. What's her name?
That is Lolita.
Oh, that's Lolita. Okay. So she was in the front, but when they did that thing where they turned to the side, did the clap clap, and then they moved their hand and blew the dust. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was everything. That was everything.
It's performance, baby.
So they did that. Of course, Juicy Couture won that. And Juicy won more points for their house.
Right. So they won Superior.
They won Superior for the house. And whatchamacallit went home. Because Machiavelli finally went home.
Yeah, you know they had to battle...
Revlon.
They had to battle Revlon. And the only reason why Revlon, like, lucked out because of the fact that it's Machiavelli. Like, you know, they were going to beat them, but y'all are running on fumes at this point in time. You know? We're going into the semifinal. Running on fumes. So, how was they going to pull this out?
True story. So it was super whack. You know what I'm saying? Now on to the last one, and then we almost done, y'all. And then Donatella then go watch basketball.
Now I didn't get to finish rewatching it, so you're gonna have to start with your critiques first, and so I can remember.
Okay. What is the next playground ball?
It was playground. So that was taking it back, you guys, to like childhood. Now I do know that Juicy Couture slayed this one as well. But okay, you want to play these two comments? Three comments?
Oh yeah, go ahead. I'm changing the title.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm gonna be real quick with season 8. Law had the ultimate shade to Michelle with the 1 and 6 in park reference when she failed. Kelly did not say anything. Juicy did amazing with the challenge with the hand routine. And Leomi, because she was the last one left who did not throw her gag flag, she threw it to them even though they had the perfect score. Overall, it was a good show. Like I said, Kobe is a cutie. Their Revlon performance on that boat was not that good, but Kobe is a cutie. That's my rundown. Let's go so she can watch her game.
Shout out to Ray! Shout out to House of Ray!
Hold up. Wait a minute. Look at who is here. Y'all look great. You look great. And Queen Donatella, I always loved that pastel pink that you get to have the hair in. And look at Eerie. Look at Baby Yoda. Look at Milanin. Y'all look great. I like your avatars. Shout out to you two. Shout out to this panel right here, the Binge and Rewind panel. Appreciate it. I did not watch it. I do not watch TV. I'm sorry. But just want to show you guys some support.
Thank you. Thank you, Kendrick. Thank you. This is the last episode to review. The season finale is going to come on. Hopefully, it'll be this Thursday coming up. They don't make us wait 2 weeks. Because if they do, I'm going to be perturbed. I'm going to be very perturbed. So they need to go ahead and just drop it on us since they've been doing all of this and teasing us this whole, like, for the last, 3-4 weeks.
I bet you it's going to be a two-part. I bet you it's going to be a two-part.
It better be. It better be a two-part on the same night, though. I know that. Better do that.
Wait a minute, House of, who is this? Balenciaga. Oh, hi, ITB.
Oh, snap.
House of Balenciaga, I love
Hello, Melanin Seduction and Queen Donatella. How are you guys doing this fine hour? And is that Bryce? Yeah. I'm representing the House of Balenciaga, bitch.
Yes. Come on with it, Brian.
Yes. Come through with it. Come through with it.
Is that it Bryce? Much. I think so. Oh, man. Okay, so Slayground Playground is basically taking us back to the old school, like in the early 90s. And we used to play outside and all that kind of stuff. Kiki was cute. Naomi was cute. Jamila was cute. You ain't like Naomi outfit?
I ain't like Lady Alpha, but hold on.
She looked like a basketball.
Let me look at it again. You just go.
Okay.
Just,
okay. Know. All right. So, okay. So, I thought Naomi's was cute. I think Jamila's was too typical because she was dressed like a teacher or whatever. It was just too typical to play that for school, you know what I'm saying, on the playground, because I don't know, I feel like she could have did something else. And then of course we had the beautiful icon of Dominique Jackson that a lot of us know from Pose. Okay. And she is everything. She is an icon when it comes to ballroom. She is ballroom, all right, and her legs are everything. I'm just saying, I ain't gonna hold you, them legs is something else, baby. So yes, and then they did a little brief introduction when it came to Dominique because she was on season one as a guest celebrity judge. However, her and Law had a little banter, you know what I'm saying? And you know, everything is all good in the world of ballroom or whatnot. So they left that on the stage and hugged it out and all that other kind of good stuff. Moving right along. Revlon ends up going first, and their theme is going to be, they decided they were going to do the story of Rugrats. In theory, very cute. The prop that they were given, that Juicy gave them, was the monkey bars, right? So, Nooney, I think that's his name, from Revlon, he was the one that, you know, was going to be the one up there doing the challenge. And it was so bad. It was so bad, y'all. Like I said, in theory, the whole Rugrats thing with the costumes, the whole setup on the stage, it was cute. I like that part. That I give him credit for. But the performance itself was kind of like, what are we doing? And then Nooney, he got so scared about being on that monkey bar, like structure or whatever, because it wasn't solid, like it wasn't solid. It was still movable.
No.
To the point where two of his housemates had to hold it so that he could do the actual challenge, which he still failed because it looked like he almost broke his leg. I ain't gonna hold you. It looked like he really like broke something.
It was terrible.
But he still got up because he missed the whole thing. So yeah, it was really bad.
It was really so bad. So yeah, you could what just was your feel. Score for them?
Oh, they got a 5.
Yeah, I give them a 6 for that performance. It was like it just was so sloppy because of the instability of them having to use the monkey bars or whatever for the prop, and then he fell off of there. Like he didn't make it look like we couldn't tell that he fell. Like you right. Tell. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, damn, Law was like, ooh, are you okay? You know what I'm saying? Like it was girl.
I like watched it three times. I rewound it 3 times and he was like, oh, are you all right?
Right. Like while he was smirking though, it was like, oh my God, so shady. And then I'm like, it's like I said in my you want me to push it, baby? It's like I said in my last critique of them. They serving up tired. They are out of gas, y'all. They out of gas. They don't have nothing else left.
They putting.
And that like cause that there was a time where I just keep going back to their B performance. Oh, hold on, y'all. Sorry, it's Chicago. Sorry. I keep going back to their B performance and just how well they did that. That was the best performance for them and how sharp and clean that they usually are. And you could tell that they tired because it just was like, I've never seen them sloppy like this. Like, that's crazy to me. So yeah, it was a bad performance. It was a bad performance, you guys.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad.
It was embarrassing and all of that.
It was bad. So okay, next house up is Yamamoto.
They did go next.
Mm-hmm. And their storyline that they chose to do was basically like just kids on the playground from, if y'all remember that cartoon, I think it was Recess. I think it was they used from that one.
But it was a birthday party. Mm-mm. Father Day Day. He was
Yamamoto. Yamamoto did the house one.
That one was at the end.
Yeah, right. It was like Recess. The one one that you talking about was at the end. Oh, we gonna get into that. the mother of Yamamoto, she was the teacher, and of course everybody else was their kids, right? So and their challenge structure was the dome whatever jungle gym.
The dome jungle gym.
Yeah, and I agree with Laomi when she said she liked when he did the dip inside the dome, but then everything after that, like, what was the stunt? You didn't really see no stunt, because the whole purpose of the structure challenge is they get on there and they're supposed to do a stunt, and there was no aha moment of, hey, look at what I did. Hey, look at me, Mom. There was none of that. So it was just kind of like, eh, okay, whatever. And then even when the mother got up on the structure too, you could tell she almost slipped when she got off.
Well, she's so badly built, it just looked ridiculous. Looked ridiculous. See, and
this is not hot in the shade anymore. This is not
very
hot in
Pleasantville. I'm sorry, it just is giving me very, I don't even know, Separate Housewives type fucking shit.
So that was the house of Yamamoto. If I'm going, you know, for the score that I'm gonna give them, I'm gonna give them a 5.
I have to tell you, I'm gonna give it a 5 as well. But I have to warn y'all, basketball is on, and already from the jump, they going in.
Okay, We got one more house. It's juicy. This is the dance you talked about with the birthday party. So this is, wait, was this it? This was it, right? With the birthday party? Yes. So this is the one with the birthday party. And so basically at the birth, so basically at the birthday party, it's, you know, it's a little kid's birthday, but then there's somebody that's there and then they try to be a bully to them. So the little kid wants to, you know, wish for their superhero from their, what is it? The, you know, the doll, the superhero doll, right? Like Wonder Woman or something, you know what I mean? And so they come to life and they come and they save the day of the birthday party. Okay, and that is what they gave, and their structure challenge was the Ferris wheel thing, not Ferris wheel, but you know that wheel structure, there's like a merry-go-round, the merry-go-round structure.
Wasn't, they just used it. Mm-mm. Theirs was the teeter-totters. What was that?
Oh, you know what? The seesaw.
Seesaw, there you go, seesaw.
Oh, so they just, oh, okay, I thought they had to use both of them. Okay, I thought they had to use both of them. They just chose to use both of them. That's even better. That even goes to show. And when what's funny is they used both of the structures, and both structures were on opposite ends of the stage. So they were able to take you, your attention from one part of the stage all the way to the other and still entertain you. And I thought that was super dope. Their costumes were super cute. It was really cute under the black light with the neon cup, the neon light vibes and colors and everything. And Brooklyn ate that superhero character. She was given everything when it came to that. Lolita was a baddie. And of course, it was another 10. And they also gave some honor to Laomi in what they did in a lot of what they performed, because Brooklyn loved watching Laomi when he first started. So, you know, she just wanted to pay homage and everything. So, shout out to Brooklyn in the house. But of course, they get a 10. So there's that.
So of course they got a 10 from me. Let me just step right here. It's at a P2. Of course they got a 10 from me. So this performance for me, y'all, was just like, I said the other thing was the dagger. The one performance I said was the dagger. This performance was the nail in the motherfucking coffin, okay? Everybody's dead after this one. Okay. First of all, the ode to Laomi, the hair whips, the flips that they said, that this like little backwards kind of reverse little hair flip thing that she do. And then Do you remember when Brooklyn did that? I don't even know what you call it, baby. Back on like all that bend back all the way back, and while she was still low, came back around in like a slow motion. And then I don't know what that's called when you doing them flips off of your back or whatever.
Back and you keep like, coming back up, and she kept making a silly face.
Killed. Absolutely killed. Absolutely slayed. They won. It's over with. I don't give a shit what happens in the finale. They won, and if they don't come out winning, it's a fucking joke. It's rigged, all of the shit, because there's nobody better than them, period.
That part. And then, of course, so that's the end of the houses, y'all. We went through the houses. Everybody got their scores. Now it's up for the challenges, and the challenge was basically a relay race where one they could get two people from each house. One person is on one end, one's on the other, and one has to duck walk, and the other one has to cat walk, okay? And Juicy and Revlon had to do it over because Yamamoto was the only one who did it right. So then they do it over, and then
Revlon won.
Hold on, I'm going. Oh, then they did red light, green light, and that was between Revlon
And Yamamoto
won. And hold on. Then we had the hop, skip, jump challenge. And that was where the mother of Yamamoto and Lolita had to go battle it out. And the mother of Yamamoto won that one. And let's see. Now we got the bottom two for the final challenge. You got Revlon and Yamamoto going at it. And I forget from each house who they chose, but Revlon lost. Revlon went home. And so you have Yamamoto and Juicy for the season finale for next week. So that was it, you know, for that.
I think that if we're going to go by ball for ball, and this is what I told you yesterday, right? If we were going to go ball for ball, then that's fine. I'm fine with Yamamoto being in the finale because at the end, in the last two balls, Revlon serving up tired. They serving up like they don't want to be here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, ball for ball, yeah. And I'm excited. I'm excited because Yamamoto is the underdog, and I want to see if they're going to rise to the occasion. Mama, I want to see if they're going to rise to the occasion.
Very, very true. All right, y'all, I'm going to go ahead and play this message. We're going to say our final words, and then we finna skedaddle up out of this thing. And make sure y'all catch us next week for the season finale of Legendary episode 10, maybe even 11, House of Ray.
All right, let me knock out season 3, episode 9 in 2.5 seconds here, probably a little bit more than that. Laomi looked like the aunt that is low-key the one you want to hang out with because she's playing the best music. She got all the nice stuff in her bedroom, and you just being nosy looking all on her dresser. But she looked like your auntie. Maybe that auntie-in-law. What can you say about Juicy? What in the hell can you say about Juicy? They killed it.
Right.
Miss Dominique, icon. This is how it's supposed to be. And I almost feel like she needs to be a regular host / guest and be there every season. She was supposed to be the tiebreaker, but I think it was low key set up for her to be the tiebreaker more than once.
Yep, it was. I caught that too. I caught that too, especially the last tiebreaker when they said, when it was femme versus femme, that she needed to be one to break that tie. So I was just like, yeah, okay. Yeah, I caught that too, Rain. Shout out to that. And I also agree with you, Rain. I think Dominique should have had Kiki's chair. To be honest with you, Pose ain't on TV no more. So
exactly.
So hopefully next season.
Yeah, hopefully.
I lied. Got a little bit more to add. Nimoy, when he jumped off that monkey bars and landed like he did, I thought he was done. Brooklyn with the shade when she acted like she was going to get... Because see, last time she jumped on Kobe. I ain't like that.
I forgot about that.
This time when she was pretending to hug, she ducked. That will be a meme. Or at least a GIF. Or GIF. I'm old, depending on how you say it. And that race was stupid. I hated the duck goose challenge. It was stupid. Half of them did not do it right. Had to do it again. Sucked. Still didn't do it right the second time around. The one way with Mama Yamamoto, she did it and gave old girl her karma from season 1.
I agree. Yeah. Listen. Yes. Yes, I concur. Look at Bryce.
I mean, I kind of, like, no, not kind of. I actually agree with your score for Yamamoto, E-Reed. They definitely do deserve a 5. I agree with everything you said about Yamamoto.
Not Queen E-Reed DMZ. I love it.
Oh, that is so dope. Shout out to Bryce.
I don't know. I have a feeling House of Juicy Couture is going to win.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely, they're going to win. They won. They won already.
They won. They won like four episodes ago.
Yeah, it's been over. It's been the Juicy Couture show.
This is all, I feel like the rest of the episodes was all just based on technicality.
I'm seriously, you could literally take all of their performances, right, and make that into a show.
Hey, you know what? I think I might do that too, just for funsies.
Yeah.
Because it's entertaining.
It's very entertaining.
Everyone. Oh, man, this was great. Until next week, y'all. Donna, thank you. This is fun.
Oh, why is my messages? Oh, Lord. Okay.
Yeah, okay. We got them through.
That means the app, the shit messing up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right,
y'all. We appreciate y'all. See y'all next week. Make sure y'all tap in tonight for Love and Light. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Wait a minute. Okay. Can't go without this first. Man, thanks y'all for joining us. We're gonna see y'all next week for the finale. Thank you, everybody who came through. Bye.
Go Warriors.
Bay Area.